Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa ngā Tanahira Toku Ingoa. This is your Wātea News. Former National Party leader Judith Collins says she took one for the team. Ms Collins was ousted yesterday in a caucus revolt against her demotion of Simon Bridges. She says at yesterday's caucus, a colleague reminded her they had begged her to take on the job just before the election.
If I hadn't done it, I don't know what would have happened. It would have been a lot worse in the election otherwise, because, as you know, we had three leaders in 4 months, basically, and that's never ideal. So it is important that we get this next one right, and I always knew I would have to effectively take one for the team, and that's just what you've got to do. If people ask you to take it on, you can't just turn them away when the whole party needs help.
Judith Collins says as leader, she and Deputy Shane Reti pushed for changes to the National Party constitution to acknowledge the Treaty of Waitangi and for the party to stamp candidates in Māori seats. The High Court is expected to make a rapid decision on a second judicial review of the Health Ministry's decision to withhold data on unvaccinated Māori from the Whānau Order Commissioning Agency. Agency head John Tamihere says the release this week of some data for Tamaki Makaurau means Waipareira and its Whānau Order partners are able to deploy vaccination teams knowing where to drive and who to contact rather than standing at the end of a street with a loudspeaker. He says a telling moment at yesterday's hearing was when Health Ministry lawyers said the Director General of Health, Ashley Bloomfield, was considering giving the agency data on Māori who had not got a second jab after 8 weeks.
Why is it that Māori have to wait 8 weeks and a Pākehā can get it in 3 weeks, a second vaccine? Every Kiwi listening to it knows that it wasn't about privacy, that it wasn't about capacity or capability. It was solely about a white man controlling the whole game and not wanting to devolve any authority for ourselves over ourselves. And that's why we must break away from the welfareism of the Bloomfields of this world.
John Tamahere says he's hoping for a decision within 72 hours. The number of Māori in leadership roles in the public service has almost doubled since 2016. The latest workforce data shows the public service is becoming more ethnically diverse. Māori now hold 13.5% of leadership roles, up 1.1 percentage points on last year, and Pacific people hold 4.3% of leadership roles, up 0.9 percentage points in the last year. Public Service Commissioner Peter Hughes says it shows the effect of the Papa Pounamu Diversity and Inclusion Program started 4 years ago. Pākehā still make up two-thirds of public servants, but this has decreased from 70.5% 5 years ago. Māori representation in the workforce at 16.4% is high compared with the overall New Zealand working age population of 14.5%. And that is your Wātea News.